We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
1981 was a particularly interesting year. 52 American hostages were released from Iran, of course, the day that Ronald Reagan became president. Walter Cronkite signed off for the final time that year. The space shuttle had its first mission. And the day that MTV went on the air, I found myself near the Canadian border in the boundary waters of northern Minnesota at the Minnesota Outward Bound School. My father, for whatever reason, had decided to send me there as my Christmas gift that year. Everyone arrived at the home place of the school, and we gathered in a field. And I was scared out of my wits. I had no idea what to expect. I knew no one there. We were divvied up into our respective groups. They called them brigades. I was assigned in a brigade with seven other boys and two adult instructors. A couple of the boys were there because the courts had ordered them to be there. There were a few boys that were there because parents didn't want the courts to order them to be there. And then there were those of us, I think, whose parents just wanted us to have a good character-building experience. I think that's where I fit in. It was intimidating to be around such a rough, what I perceived to be a rough crew of kids. I got to know one of the other boys in the group. He was also 14. He was a few months older than I was. He and I ended up being primarily tent mates and canoe mates throughout the whole three-week adventure. His name was John Vanderslice, and we got to know each other pretty well. The few times that we were at the home place of the school, we had amenities such as running water and electricity. And John would pull out this little cassette player and a bag full of cassettes. And we would sit there organizing our inventory or whatever, and he would play music. And I remember the very first cassette that he popped into that player, and I was mesmerized. Up until that point, to me, music was just background noise. And here I am listening to something that I was having a hard time comprehending because it was telling a story, but it was only music. What we were hearing at that point was Pink Floyd's On the Run from Dark Side of the Moon. I was just amazed, blown away. I'd never heard anything like any of this stuff before in my life. And to this day, I credit John Vanderslice with exposing me to music and the world of music and the joy that it brings. I'm John Bradford. I'm a systems engineer here at Maine Public Radio, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.